This is a CHY News Update. As the cost of living continues to rise and the number of those unhoused increases, a Mid-Island nonprofit group is making sure no one is alone during the holiday season. According to a 2024 point-in-time count led by Sinamuk First Nations and United Way BC, over 600 people are living unhoused in the Nanaimo area, which is a 100-person-plus increase over the previous count in 2023. RiseBridge is a local nonprofit that offers programs and services to low-income families and those unhoused. They offer a nighttime shelter for about 24 people at their 520 Prideaux Street location in Nanaimo, along with a community daytime drop-in shelter on Tuesdays and Fridays. This year, they expanded their services with a 7-days-a-week outreach program for those in need of support in the Oceanside area. They're also offering a community drop-in program on Wednesdays in Parksville at 345 Prim Street for people to access community resources and supplies such as food, clothing, and personal hygiene items. Siobhan Johnson, RiseBridge's executive director, told CHY she has seen firsthand the need for more support and services in the community as the number of those unhoused continue to grow.
We radically decided to offer advocacy 5 years ago now as a very small team of us who are already working in community. That 5 years ago in that November and that cold night across from the vault, it was because there was no access to services and spaces, and we knew that there was, you know, a couple hundred folks that were really vulnerable and in need in our community at that time. Over the past 5 years, we've seen lots of changes happen in our community, but unfortunately, we have not added more resource provisions and services. And in fact, I think we've lost a lot of, those lifelines for folks who are really struggling.
She says that as food and housing prices continue to rise, the level of need has also risen. She says now more than ever, it is important for everyone to look out for their neighbors, whether they are housed or unhoused.
I think holidays for everyone is usually a mixed bag. You know, sometimes it can be an emotional or turbulent time, especially for those who, you know, may be away from family or distant from family from whichever reason. It's also a very cold time in our community, and the Mid-Island area, as per usual, unfortunately, is lacking in social support services.
On Tuesday, December 23rd, RiseBridge will be holding a holiday-themed community drop-in session at their Nanaimo location during their regular hours of 9 a.m. to noon. People will be able to access extra holiday food along with regular service offerings of free clothes, shoes, and community support. On Christmas Day, community members in Nanaimo accessing the RiseBridge nighttime shelter will be able to join in on a festive Christmas program. On New Year's Eve in Parksville, RiseBridge will again host a holiday-themed drop-in session from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with holiday food along with their regular services. Johnson says these events are for anyone who wants to have community connections and to celebrate the holidays together.
I think over the holiday season, my hope is that we continue to connect with what the purpose of the celebrations over the holidays were supposed to be, whether that's, you know, Christmas or whatever other holiday that people may be celebrating within their households, and look to each other to be that light or to share that light and those resources if that capacity is there. Or just mutual aid, right? If folks are perhaps listening to this and also needing that support or community connection, knowing that there are low barrier services out there and RiseBridge or others might be able to be there to support them during the holiday season, whether this is, you know, a joyful time for them or perhaps more of a sobering time for them.
If community members want to donate to RiseBridge, Johnson says during this time, they are in need of more clothing items such as jackets, shoes, boots, and rain gear, along with survival gear for those living without shelter, such as tents, flashlights, hand warmers, and tarps. Donations can be dropped off at 520 Prideaux Street in Nanaimo during their community drop-in times of 9 a.m. to noon. Information for how to donate monetarily or how to donate an item from their Amazon wish list can be found on their website at www.risebridgeproject.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.